the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What took you an embarrassingly long time to figure out? How old were you? What was it? Let's get real embarrassed here, because I know I said I teased about a music video story I have. I was in high school when, what was it, VH1 was doing Behind the Music.
Yeah.
And they would show you all the cool stuff they were doing in music videos.
Yeah.
I thought...
Is that what that was? I thought that was more like...
The stories behind the song.
The songs and fans.
Pop-up video?
Not pop-up video. Maybe it was MTV then, like making the video where they would show you how they were making the music video. So you got to see this, like, music artist.
That sounds more like a Kelly Chee's high school show.
Yeah, very early 2000s MTV. I loved it. And I remember watching the first episode and I'm like, I'm so interested to see how they get in the very first scene and they stop the song immediately. And then get on to whatever the second set is and then start it right there immediately. I didn't understand the idea of like editing and producing. And it blew my mind that they would spend a whole day replaying the song so you could
just fractions of it.
Just fractions of it.
And then piecing it all together.
I felt like my whole world opened up. I was like, wow, this is amazing what people can do.
I don't think that's
you learned about editing.
There has to be a time when that is the case. Like I think I assumed that they shot movies in order for a long, long time. It was probably, like high school when I would have gotten into like reading books about, you know, filmmaking or just heard it or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. But I always assumed everything was shot chronologically.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what.
I was well into my late teens when I had the realization that the moon doesn't light up. It's just a reflection
of the sun.
Off the sun, from the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like,
that makes sense. Huh. It's not like a glowworm.
There's
no battery in that.
1-800-947-3979. You can text, you can call. Hot Wings, Joe, do y'all have anything? Like, what took you an embarrassing amount of time to figure out?
Well, Jesus, I was an adult on this show when I learned how to spell naive.
There's plenty of things that I could go on about when it comes to words. It took me, I drove past Paradigm Printing so many times looking at that sign going Paradigm, and it took me a long time before I was like Paradigm, like seeing it somewhere else and realizing Paradigm. Or hearing someone say that or whatever, like didn't even think about it. Or when I would read books, I remember thinking genre was it wasn't quite that bad, it was like genre. Mm-hmm. But I think for me, building off of music videos, this is kind of stream of consciousness. It took me an embarrassingly long time to realize that standing around all day waiting to be in a Pop Evil video was not worth it. I woke up super early on the day of filming this phone video that took place in a warehouse around here.
Because you know the guys in the band.
I know the guys in the band.
They reached out to you and said, hey, do you want to be in this?
Yeah, they were like, hey, we're doing this and we need some extra, you know, some people to like be thugs or something along those lines.
And it'd be fun.
Which sounds cool.
Like, who wouldn't want to be in a music video?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's pretty fun.
Especially for a rock band.
Yeah.
And they're friends of ours.
Yeah, you know the guys in the band.
I mean, why not?
Man, do I wish I had seen Kelly's Making Music Videos docu-series to know that it takes all day and... that I should not ever, ever wake up and get to a place early when it involves rock bands and rock people. Like, at least on a weekend when they don't have to be someplace. I'm not saying that they are always unreliably late, but that was the case.
Yeah.
There I was, bright-eyed, because I'm used to waking up early. No one else is awake, so I'm just kind of sitting there. And we get to the shoot. I was told to get a black button-up shirt the night before.
This is one of my favorite stories.
God, this is, ridiculous. I was like, okay, I don't have a black button-up shirt. And I just thought, well, I just need anything. And I'm going to stop at Walmart and pick one up. Now, all they had were these shirts, George brand, which I was told at one point in my life that it was because the Walton family and the Bushes were friends, so they made the George brand because of George Herbert Walker Bush to celebrate their friendship. They made George shirts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Every time you explain it.
It's so ridiculous.
It sounds more and more goofy.
What is the best way to, you know, pay homage to somebody? Name a shirt after them.
I wish I knew who told me that so I could say, were you messing with me or did you truly believe this? Kind of like Sam's Choice or Old Roy or something. Like, yeah, pay homage to, well, Sam's Choice and dogs, Old Roy, by making the dog food Old Roy and Sam Walton's Choice and Cola's Sam's Choice. Anyway, so I pick up this shirt. It is not just a, you know, matte black shirt. It is shiny. So that was the first thing they noticed when they were like, you got your black shirt? Sure do. And they all looked at it and they were like, hey, let's see if we can find, do we have an extra black shirt? Let's see if we can find something less shiny.
This idiot failed at the simplest task.
Yeah, absolutely.
My shirt.
Yeah. Like I looked like I was going to go out on stage at, you know, the Golden Nugget in old Vegas to do a Donny Osmond tribute show. And they just wanted me to look like a gangster, like a thug, someone who holds a briefcase or just wears glasses and beats people up.
And moderately blends into what's happening.
So I didn't feel great about that everyone was looking at me and going, you're wrong. And the other thing about George brand shirts is they didn't put a lot of time at the Bangladesh factory within the quality control section because it looked like a shirt that they were like, they just took from extra parts. Like, hey, we need a sleeve over here. This one's from a medium. Yeah, pop it on. Whatever.
It'll work.
And yeah, the sleeves were all wrong. It was too long on one side. This is an old-ass reference, but my girlfriend's a child, so she laughed at it. But if you look up Cosby Show Gordon Gartrell shirt, it is when, instead of getting a name brand shirt, the sister on the Cosby Show goes, I took home ec. I can make you one. And it looked like a George shirt. Like, this there's no sleeve here.
Oh,
there's
I
a sleeve here.
That.
This one doesn't have a place for my hand to come out. Moving forward, about 12 hours later into it, now they've done a bunch of shoots for like the rock part of it where they're all playing. Mm-hmm. And then there's the story part of it. They haven't, I don't even think they got to that by the time I left at like 10 p.m. on a Sunday. If you're watching, you could see what a homemade Gordon Gartrell / George shirt looks like. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it was that type of shiny. It was like satin. So yeah, all day I just sat around and I don't even think I saw the guys like come out of wherever they were filming before I was like, yeah, I'm leaving. I have to go. I have to be up. We started the show at 5 in those days, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
I have to be up in like 1 hour. So this is fun. Maybe a blessing in disguise, though. I hope the guys don't mind me saying this, but it is not a great video. That has nothing to do with the music, the song, or the rock parts of it. But the storyline part of it, it is not going to win an Oscar.
That's
a fact.
They're fine musicians and
great guys.
The musician parts were excellent.
Oh my God, dude. It is. They should not have put a storyline on that.
Now, Freebeer, how old were you when you found out that you couldn't live in a potato?
I was 46 when I realized that was something I believed was possible. I was also 46 and 2 additional days to the initial moment when I realized that what I saw was an ad and not a potato that was big enough to live in.
Well, it wasn't an ad. It was an article, but it was about a manufactured potato hut. The potato-shaped Airbnb.
It was spray-painted to look potato-ish.
Yeah.
It was not a... Yes, it was a potato you could live in. Yes, that is absolutely true.
It was
not a potato that was grown in the ground that grew large enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Speaking of places where you can live, this one is hilarious. When I was a kid, I thought that Martha's Vineyard was Martha Stewart's actual home. And celebrities were always going there because, you know, she likes to throw parties. And they were in their 20s before they found out that wasn't true. We've got Patrick on, too. Patrick, you said you were 36 and you learned, you're 36 now. And you learned 2 months ago what?
That lambs and sheep are the same animal.
Wait, you may have just taught me something too.
That's good to know. I thought they were like donkeys versus horses or something.
Yeah, same. And wait, why are they the same?
Lambs are just baby sheep.
They're baby sheep.
Yeah,
it's like a puppy is a dog.
I thought veal was the name for a baby lamb.
No, veal is just that's something that they keep in a teeny tiny cage.
But that's a baby lamb.
So it's
yeah. But you don't call a baby lamb a veal.
That's just like the kind of meat.
The meat is veal. It's like a baby pig isn't a ham,
and a cow isn't a.
Just in a New York strip.
Hey, when does a New York strip become a cow?
You wouldn't believe the things Kelly's learning right now.
Oh, my God. I just thought about it. Yeah, like baby chickens are chicken nuggets.
Hey, guys, you want to come to the farm and pet my T-bone?
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Patrick. I'm sad we took your call, but I'm also very thankful.
Okay. Goat a man sheep? Like a male sheep?
No, goats and sheep.
No, it's a goat.
Oh, okay.
So, I get them mixed up all the time too. If you put two of them in front of me, I couldn't tell you which one is which.
I know one has a sheep.
One has the devil eyes.
One is uglier and has horns, and the other one is fluffy and tasty if they're kept in a small cage when they're a baby.
One is Jesus-y and the other is Satan-y.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Which one is which?
The lamb or the sheep is. Jesus-y and the goat. Yeah, silly, I mean, they worship the goat head, you know, or whatever. They wear it when they, you know, do their sacrifices in the gravel pit nearby.
It's true. There's a dude named Jeff Tate. He's a very funny comedian. We actually, Hot Wings and I, we saw him open for Tom Segura.
Oh, yeah.
It was that guy. And I don't know if he did this bit then, but I listened to some of his stuff, and he was talking about the Bible and how, like, you would have to put lamb's blood on your door. And then, God wouldn't get you, or locusts, or one of the plagues wouldn't hit you, or something along those lines. I know the Bible pretty good, but not great. But he was like, when do you know when a lamb turns into a sheep? How unfair is that to some people? They knock on the door. Boom. You thought you put lamb's blood on. Nope. It was a day away. Missed it by a day.
Yeah, it was an adult.
That is a bummer.
Yesterday. It is a
Sorry
bummer.
Sorry about your oldest male child.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This text, I read 3 book series a few years ago, and it wasn't until I was done and I was talking to my wife about the main character, Beet Rice, when she said, I think her name is Beatrice.
Rice. Beet Rice.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
Yeah.
No.
That's really sad.
Also,
nothing like that has ever happened to any of us, though.
Nope.
No.
No way.
I had no idea that's how you spelled naive.
Oh, any sort of mistake like that is egregious.
Mm-hmm. The word ones bother me, especially the word ones where I'm like, wait, how do you say that again? And I'll look it up and I'll listen to it. And then the next time I have to like use it or read it, I go, how do I just say that again? And then I'll do it all over again. Or what does that mean?
I did that on a kid's name. I was doing, I think I've told y'all this for sure. We would highlight charities every Tuesday and Thursday on my old show. Mm-hmm. And this kid had raised like $50,000 for all the kids in his school who didn't have shoes and a winter jacket. And he's 7, 8 years old. It was amazing. And I kept saying, Malaki is this and Malaki is that.
Malaki.
And his mom was listening and they were turning out the radio and they were so excited. And she called in and they put her through and she's like, his name's Malachi.
I mean,
God.
That does sound like something that would be said in like one of your church tent revival type of places that you would have gone to.
Come on, Malaki, you can do it.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.